Welcome to Night and Day. We are your hosts, PJ and Alana Mackinnon.
In this podcast, we'll chat about our commitment to fitness and nutrition goals while raising two active boys, working full-time jobs, and making time for friends and memories.
We'll talk CrossFit,
shocker,
diet and meal planning, parenting, and other daily life topics from two different points of view. Have a listen, have a laugh, and come along on our journey to balancing the good life and good health. Hey everybody, and welcome to episode 2 of Night and Day Podcasts. We're your hosts, PJ and
Alana,
and we're here today to sort of go at it again, give it a second shot. We hope you all enjoyed episode 1, today we're here to kind of give it a shot and see how it goes on episode 2. So how was your week? Anything exciting happened in the last week? Let's jump right into it.
Sure. The week was pretty good. We are still doing the dating CrossFit.
Yes.
Going together to the gym, which has been pretty enjoyable. Fun to hang out with you, but also fun to go to the gym at different times.
Yeah.
Different people have different coaches. I do miss my 6 a.m. people, though. They always post up videos and then I feel like, oh, I wish I was there, but
yeah.
I'm really glad to have gotten the time and the opportunity to work out with you, because once the fall hits and school and hockey and all that craziness, we won't see each other ever again, but
which you might be a little bit happy about, but that's okay.
But yeah, I think everybody, if you're in a class time that you always go to and you always see the same 10, 14 people over and over again, I recommend going to a different time and seeing some different people and having different coaches. It's a totally different experience.
For sure.
At 6 a.m., it's very comfortable and kind of routine, and it's great, and we all know each other really well. But when you go in later in the evenings or different days on the weekend, there's a different energy in the gym.
Yeah.
Because the weightlifting side is going, and
right.
There's lots of activity and stuff.
Yep.
So it's just a little bit lighter. And I mean, it's hot as hell. Like, you're sweating before you even get through the warm up.
But for sure.
Makes you feel like you had a good workout, even if maybe you didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
But
I think the point, too, that you said is it's really about getting a different perspective from different coaches. You know, as we all know with our CrossFit classes, that there's a coach there that's coaching everybody through each individual movement and whatever the workout is. They're there to give you some feedback, give you some guidelines, you know, that sort of thing. So, mm-hmm. you know, when you do see the same consistent coaches at that 6 a.m., and let's be honest, it's a tough time of the day for everybody to be super motivated to do everything that they need to do. So sometimes it can be that, you know, you get a slightly more focused coach maybe later in the evening, that sort of thing. Not to say that the 6 a.m. coaches...
I wouldn't agree with that necessarily.
No?
It's just, no, it's different. I think because we all have a rapport and a routine that
right.
they know what they need to kind of explain and what they
right.
don't.
That's a good point.
And when you go into 6 a.m. as not a 6 a.m. or you might feel like, how come everybody's, you know, kind of going through these motions this way? It's because we're all really comfortable with each other. So
sure.
I don't think that, the coaching is just as good. It's just, it's different.
Yeah. I think it's definitely that opportunity to get seen by different coaches and get
mm-hmm.
different feedback, because
mm-hmm.
you learn to kind of accept a different form of critique from a different coach,
mm-hmm.
and it's always good. You know, they'll point out things that you don't pay
mm-hmm.
attention to in different classes. So
and
yeah,
there's just so many other people who go to our gym that
there's
you
hundreds.
Don't get to see.
Yeah,
and it's been really fun building
sure.
rapport and relationships with these other people. And you know, at 6 a.m. a lot of ladies,
mm-hmm.
a lot of moms, a lot of businesswomen, people who have to go early in the morning to work out because they have a lot of commitments in the evenings, which is great most of the time for me. But it's been really fun to work. Like, I've been the only girl, or there's maybe two other ladies who are there.
Yeah.
And so there's always ladies bars available, which is awesome, because at 6 a.m. it's kind of a fight for the best bars. But
yeah.
So that's a different energy. Working out with all guys is different than working out with the normal, and the smaller class sizes too. I've kind of liked doing that, but I felt, not that I was in a rut at 6 a.m., but it was getting, even for me, very routine.
Right, and part of it was that you were struggling in the last little bit too to get out of bed. There was just you know, that drag of, you know, we're staying up later because it's summer months, and so you end up staying up a little bit later. It's harder to get up in the morning. So there was a little bit of that. I think you just needed a change, and I think that was a good opportunity.
The summer camp, like, I underestimated. Yeah. Our kids are in paddling camp for the first time.
Yeah.
Oh my Lord, the checklist in the morning of everything that has to go, and the sunscreen, and that coupled with, like, getting up at 5:15 to get to the gym and being home at 7:15 and then trying to be out the door by 5 to 8 with all the paddling stuff and the kids being up later and a little bit slower in the morning. Like, you just sometimes have to give your head a break.
But a total shout out to Masqua.
It's a great, awesome.
It's been awesome. Our kids absolutely love that camp. They go in, they are doing multiple types of paddling, from kayaks to canoes to swimming lessons. Like, they come home beat at the end of the day, which we appreciate, because
they love it. They don't want to get picked up early.
Yeah,
they, which I wasn't surprised about the older one, because they're both very athletic, but the older one is just nonstop, just doesn't get tired, has energy for days, and the younger one can sometimes be a bit, oh, my knees are hurting, I'm a little tired, my back. But he's loving it too.
Yeah.
So they're both going to be better for it, and it's been awesome.
Yeah, great instructors. They've been having a good time. They've been coming home, talking about their counselors, and having a really good time. Mm-hmm. Anything else come up this week? What else has been going on?
I don't, just summer. Summer's been good.
Mm-hmm.
And the nutrition,
not so
maybe
good.
Not so much. Yeah. So, feeling the barbecues and beer and wine and all that kind of stuff. So, you can fall off the wagon and get back on.
Yeah, of course.
The very next day. So we go to Costco today and get all the fruits and vegetables. And get all the lean proteins to get back on track. But I don't know. How's that going with you?
The same thing, you know, summer months, you get into having a few more beers on a more consistent basis. And, you know, I'm quick to fall off the wagon. If I see anybody kind of doing something that's not good, I'll be the first one to join in and partake. So, you know, certainly not eating the best over the last couple of weeks. I haven't felt like I have. And there's been a couple of days where I haven't felt the best either. And that's just a testament to, hey, if you're not eating the right foods, my stomach doesn't react well. And so, you know, that part of it's been a bit of a struggle over the last couple of weeks. But I think we'll get back on track. We're, you know, that Costco run today was certainly some good foods and no bad stuff. So, you know, and you asked me on the drive there, would I be willing to take some sort of a 21-day challenge. And
it's not a cleanse, not a challenge, like whole food, whatever you want to call it, real food, eating clean, like lean proteins,
I think
leafy vegetables.
Right.
No sugar.
Full disclosure here, you do 99.99% of the food preparation in our house.
Yes.
0.01 maybe
you feed the dog occasionally.
There you go. That's right. So, you know, I don't do much food prep in this house. So the reality is that you could easily swing us into a 21-day, you're going to eat this stuff, and I would have no clue about it, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So to say, you know, today I kind of turned my nose up, and I'm like, whatever. Mm-hmm. But if you just did it, I'm never going to know anyway, because the food you make is the food I eat,
right?
It's not like I'm going and saying, well, I'm not eating that tonight, I'm going to make a different meal or something like that. So,
although on occasion, I think I've looked in the fridge after you've left for work, and I'm like, oh, he forgot to take his lunch.
Forgot,
air quotes.
There's my air quotes. I forgot to take
forgot
my lunch.
To take lunch. Oh, you don't want quinoa for 6 days in a row?
No, what? I don't. Usually it's when there's green leafy vegetables in there, I'll be like, I'll leave that spinach concoction.
It's usually like frozen broccoli that I'll like throw in at the end, just, or I had peppers. I put peppers in last week.
That one was not enjoyable at all.
I know. I felt a little bit bad about that.
I ate around a couple of things there. I ate most of it. Like, I don't mind the green beans, and I think there was some other stuff. There was chunks of asparagus. I was like, I'm not going to eat that.
Yeah.
But then there was a couple of the, I did, they get soggy.
I had to put something colorful on top of, because I think there was pork loin there was some steak and chicken
and wings,
and there might have been some leftover Costco chicken
wings. Holy shit. Yeah, like it was a meat fest. I think I literally sat it. I put it in the microwave at work. I cooked it up. I pulled it out, and somebody was standing there, and they're like, they had this look on their face of like, holy fuck, that is a lot of meat. And I was just like, yeah, we had a Costco run and we cooked up everything. So I just shoved it all in a container and gave it to me.
See, I'm just used to that at work where people are like, oh God, look at what she's eating again.
Yeah, exactly. It's because it's not a bag of Doritos or a bottle of pop that everybody.
I did play nice this week, and they ordered Chinese food on Friday.
Yeah.
And they came with the same, listen, we know you're not going to order anything, but if you'd like, look at what we're doing. I'm like, you know what? I'll do that. And they were kind of like,
I'll be a wild woman.
I'm like, I will have a soup.
Yeah, whoa, slow down,
I'll
crazy.
I'll have a hot and sour soup. So I ordered a small hot and sour soup, or what I thought was going to be a small. And it comes in like this one, no one wants to eat a liter of any kind of soup, let alone hot and sour.
Right.
And so I don't know if it, because the container was big, they felt that the items inside of it had to be equally proportioned. But the tofu in the soup was like 2-inch by 2-inch chunks.
Size of
dice. I was like, what the heck? I'm like, it's tofu? Okay, I like tofu, but I'm not eating a 2x2 of tofu. And then the mushrooms were huge. And anyway, so I kind of had the broth and...
So all in all, your experience of eating out with your work crew,
it wasn't worth it. I should just, I'll take the ridicule. That's right. And you know what? I joke about it. They don't
know,
because I do it.
But they know that you're not going to do it.
And that's fine. And I don't judge them.
No, absolutely not.
For ordering Chinese. I don't care if they order Chinese food. Like, that's fine. But I don't treat myself at work.
Right.
Like Monday to Friday, I'm a routine. I eat the good stuff.
Yeah.
And then it all goes to shit on the weekend. But
as soon as the wine starts
flowing. Because then
you
enjoy it. I don't want to sit at work like the other day when I texted you and said, oh, I ate my feelings and got my tummy hurts.
Yeah.
Because I bought some dark chocolate.
Yeah.
And instead of having one square, I ate like six.
Yeah, exactly.
Of 85% dark chocolate, right. Which is not a good idea.
So the first text that you send me about some stresses at work, I'm like, oh. And then she's like, I think I need to go for a walk. And I'm always like, oh, God. She works very close to a drugstore. So I'm like, oh, whenever there's a walk, there's usually, hey, I got a pit stop here. And and then, about an hour later, I think I ate my feelings. I ate too much chocolate.
But at least, when I eat my feelings, it's 85% dark chocolate.
Which is the good chocolate.
No, but I mean, I try,
Yes, I know.
I'm not going to go for a Big Mac. Although,
No, we haven't done that. When was the last time?
About that the other day.
It's been a long time.
It's been when I did that nutrition thing online. It was before then. So since I haven't had fast food since at least October 2015.
Wow. That's a long time.
And don't miss it.
No.
And if you like McDonald's or Wendy's or what, like, that's fine. But I honestly don't.
No.
Don't crave it. Don't miss it. If I want a burger, I want like something that we barbecue here or from, a restaurant.
Of course, you are famous for saying.
And by we, I mean me.
You're famous for saying, why would I eat a fucking steak at the Keg? Because I can make a better fucking steak than those guys anyway.
True story?
Yeah, absolutely. It's very delicious. No question.
You are one lucky bastard.
Absolutely I am. I say it all the time. I tell people all the time. Mm. Listen, you make me look good steak. All the time. But steak would be delicious right now.
I know, kind of good.
But anything, what else came up this week? Anything fun, exciting? Did you step on the scale this week?
You know I did.
I know, that's why I'm bringing it up. Because I want this conversation to come up again. Why?
Because I felt like a big fat sausage busting out of its casing.
All right.
I'm going to blame it on the humidity.
Yeah.
But no, definitely I'm up a bit. I'm up over...
When was it? So, okay, let's...
I'm up over my... When I get kind of high, I have like a ceiling. I have a weight that my body wants
weight
to be.
Ceiling?
There's a weight that my body wants to be. And no matter what I do, within reason, mm-hmm. I don't really go below that weight. Right. I can go sky high above. But there is a weight that my body's just like, you can't go below this unless you go
starve
nuts and eat nothing. And that's just not healthy. So
no,
I don't
it's
do
not.
That. But there's... So there's that weight, and then there's like a ceiling where I'm like, if I'm within that range, I'm fine.
Right.
And I kind of went like a little bit over that range, which summertime, again, steak, wine, all that kind of stuff, socializing. Most people lose weight in the summer, and I do the opposite. I gain weight every summer, and I lose it over the winter.
But you know what we've talked about it in the past, and you know, I hate when you step on the scale. It's such a... But for me, and we argue about this all the time. For me, it is such a bullshit measurement. I don't believe in it. I think it's...
But
I
it
think
just, it verifies what I already knew. My pants
so
are tight.
Then why the fuck did you need to do it?
The boobs are more voluptuous, and that's the last...
Hey, I don't mind that.
No, but that's the last place.
But why the fuck...
But I gained weight. So I knew that it was at a...
Right.
Like a heavier...
But what I'm saying is you fucking knew that, so why bother getting on the scale? Why bother?
I just needed to
Sure. Anyway, so, but then it gets, you know for a fact, you stepped away with going,
right.
Oh.
But then I'm like,
sucks.
Let's do a 21-day real food challenge.
Right, okay, fair.
I need that little kick in the pants to be like, because you can go, oh, pants are a bit tight. Maybe it's because it's humid, or maybe because my quads are so big from all the squats this week. And
right.
And no,
I see where you come
not
from.
Necessarily
but
the case.
Still. Stay but off the scale.
I know.
Fuck,
I don't feel bad
it.
About myself because of it.
I know.
Right?
So, speaking of this, okay, so what brought me to asking you, and one of the things, we had a conversation earlier in the week, I sent you something that I had seen on Instagram, and I said, this is, I think, something that we should talk about on the podcast. And it's, for anybody who follows CrossFit, I don't know if you might know, one of the elite athletes that goes to the CrossFit Games, her name is Jamie Haguia. She has a new, I think she has a married name now. But Jamie Haguia is
a... Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Haguia? Okay.
Yep.
In my head, that's not how I say it.
Well, that's how they say it on CrossFit Games anyway. Okay. So Jamie Haguia was somebody from the U.S. I think she's Hawaiian by heritage. She was an elite basketball player at university and played college hoops, I believe... actually, I don't know. So I'm not even going to guess, but she played college hoops in the NCAA, finished up her college hoops career, had torn, an Achilles, early on in her CrossFit career, cause she found CrossFit and switched over, tore her Achilles, came back from her Achilles tear, rehabbed it and made it back to the CrossFit Games. Jamie Haguia, if anybody's seen female CrossFit athletes, I think if you right now just close your eyes and can picture the sort of the top female athletes in the CrossFit Games and those elite athletes, they kind of have a body image or a body design. They're built in a certain way. Jamie Haguia, and self-professed, says she does not have a body like a typical CrossFit athlete, and she struggled with body image for mm-hmm. an awfully long time based off of things that people have said to her, mm-hmm. based off of her own personal feelings of looking in the mirror, you know, scales, all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. So she posted up this challenge, which I thought was really, really cool. She, mm-hmm. I think from reading through the photos, so if you don't, go on Instagram, check out Jamie Haguia, H-A-G-I-Y-A.
Jamie Joyce.
Joyce now. Is her name now. But I think if you type in Haguia, that's how I found it, and it still comes up. But mm-hmm. go through. She did a 5-day challenge where she took 5 photos of herself in some... I don't want to say
very artistic, black and white.
Right, black and white, half. I would say in some of the photos she's completely nude. Some of them she's mm-hmm. got some clothes on. Mm-hmm. But it really was a focus of her body and
what it could do.
What it can do, and it was really interesting. You read a little bit more about it, so you mm-hmm. can talk a little bit more about what she said. But I was really inspired just by the fact that she had the courage to stand mm-hmm. up and go, you know what, I'm not a size 4 athlete who, you know, with big ripped muscles. I still have you know, some, she's very strong, like crazy strong, like when you, if you've ever seen her. But she doesn't have that typical super, super lean body. Mm-hmm. She likes to eat. She enjoys life. She enjoys mm-hmm. time with friends and family. Anyway, but I was just really inspired by it, mm-hmm. and you read through it. She was running a contest because she really was challenging people to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. Step out of your comfort zone. Look at your body, praise it for what it is, because it's an amazing, amazing thing. You know, women's bodies, men's bodies, all of that stuff. But anyway, you had found something that really kind of rang true with you.
Yeah, well, just the photos are gorgeous.
Absolutely.
Like, they're wonderful, and she's strong, and, you know, I would never look at her. I don't see any flaws, right? And she's saying all these things, and I'm like, she's crazy.
Right.
But we all have those. Absolutely. Everybody has a flaw. I don't care. You could be the leanest person in the world, and there's something probably about your body that you're like, if I could change that, I would.
Yeah.
But one of the things that she said that kind of struck me was, if I can find it, so... She said, my relationship with my body goes in waves. Sometimes I think I look okay. Other times I feel huge and disgusting, which I thought, how could you ever think that you look disgusting when you are so strong and powerful and muscular and just...
And fit.
That's how she sees herself, and we all see ourselves in a way that when you describe it to somebody else... Like I do to you, you're like, you're crazy. That's stupid.
Absolutely.
But it's not. It's
I understand. I know what you
mean.
It's,
you know, body image. And I think women are held to a much higher standard.
Yeah.
And it's a lot harder to be happy because you can be too thin, not thin enough. Too muscular enough.
Yeah.
Not tanned enough. You know, tan too much. Like, there's no end to how people criticize women's body and physical image. And then kind of further down in the quote of one of the photos, she says that she always preaches performance over aesthetics, which is something that I've come to, like, before CrossFit, it was just about how I looked.
Yes.
And now it's about how I perform. And a side product of that is I feel better about how I look.
Right.
You know, are you still wanting to tweak things and care about your appearance? Of course. But it's more so about... I PR'd today. I'm way happier about that than I am about, you know, I lost a pound on the scale or whatever.
Right.
And then there was another quote that says, my body is a machine, not an ornament. Mm-hmm. And I love that for ladies.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not something to be looked at and admired because of how I look.
Mm-hmm.
My body performs all of this, and that's what makes me pretty darn awesome. So I think she's a wonderful role model. And I think everybody, whether or not you're in CrossFit, if you're a man, even more so if you're a man, follow this page and check this girl out, because she's got the right messaging, and I just think that you'll connect with her.
Yeah. And there was another one actually, and that reminds me of one that I literally found yesterday. I'm going to try and pull it up here real quick. Never mind. Anyway, the gist of it is, there's Men's Health has put out this Facebook page, and I don't remember the name of it. Forgive me. But basically, what it is, they created these little mini documentaries of men who are doing changing their lives through fitness.
Oh, is that the one you were talking about? The guy with anorexia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was a surprise to me, because I'm not going to say that I didn't ever really think that men could be anorexic, but this guy in particular told his story of how he was an average size kid through high school, but somebody made some sort of comments to him one time, I think it was a girl, and he really started focusing on his weight. He lost a lot of weight, and then really got addicted to working out, like working out literally 5 times a day, working out, and just not eating, to the point where he lost so much weight. And, you know, things like, he was freezing all the time. His lips were blue. Mm. He went to see a doctor, and a doctor diagnosed him. It was like, you have anorexia. Mm-hmm. You know, and so what he did was obviously through some mental health coaching and things like that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, anorexia is a mental health disease. It's not mm-hmm. so much a physical disease. Mm-hmm. He got himself on sort of the straight path, started eating better, working out properly. Mm-hmm. Now the guy looks like he's ripped like a brick shit house now. Mm-hmm. He's fucking amazing. His body is beautiful, but mm-hmm. he was also sort of sucked into, I need my body to look better and bigger and stronger.
Yeah.
And I find myself doing that at times. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like I was never a heavy guy. I have good genetics on my side. We all know that. Anybody who knows me.
We need an eye roll button.
Yeah, I know. Fuck the eye roll. I know. I get it. Like, oh yeah, whatever. Eat what you want. But we all know that, you know, I've still changed my body aesthetics over the last little while just through eating better mm-hmm. and working out.
Mm-hmm. I can tell when you feel good because you walk around here with your shirt off.
Which I don't do very often. But the yeah. reality is that I still look in the mirror every day before getting in the shower and I pick at things I don't like mm-hmm. or pick at things that I wish were better. Right? And so I
different.
Don't...
Not necessarily.
No, I want it to be better. I want my chest to be bigger. I want my arms to be bigger. I want my shoulders to be mm-hmm. more solid. You know, things like that. So I don't think it's just specifically to women who pick at their bodies all the time. And I'm not saying that I'm. Mm-hmm. It doesn't bog me down. I don't get depressed or anything like that about it. But I think it's human nature to always look and go, I wish it could be just a little bit better, mm-hmm. right? Maybe I need to work a little bit harder at the gym mm-hmm. and. Hey, listen, you said off the top, we're working out this week. You push me harder. I get mm-hmm. in there and I want to work out harder. I don't want
to quit.
You don't
want your wife to show you up
on a back
squat. I
don't want my wife to ever show me up on a back squat, which we tied this week because we were just sharing a bar. But like, I enjoy having you there because you do push me to be better and not quit mm-hmm. and not give up. Because mm-hmm. if you're not there, mm-hmm. I feel myself accountable to mm-hmm. you.
Well, that partner wad, or was it the... Was it the RCMP wad? Yeah, because mm-hmm. we had to run with mm-hmm. the wall ball. And so we get through it and we're doing the last movements before you have to do the other run and you got to take the medicine ball with you. And I think somebody said, you don't have to take the med ball.
No.
And you were like, come on, let's just go. And I'm like, no, we're going to take the med ball. You're like, yeah, we don't need it. I'm like, yeah, no, we
no,
should
I know.
Take the med ball. And we took the med. I mean, I made you carry it more than I did, but...
But the no, but
I don't
do
like
well.
To shortcut.
I know. We do well when it comes to that stuff. I'm not a fan. If I get it in my head that I don't want to do it, I won't do it. Yeah. But that wasn't the RCMP wad. That was another community class the week before. But at the RCMP wad, I hands down continued on more... Because you stood beside me and kept saying, come on, 10 more. You can do 10 more. It's not
going to
hurt
you. And you weren't saying anything back. So I thought, am I just nagging at this point? But I don't think so. I just want, because I know when you can do more. I would never push you to do, like sometimes I look at you and I'm like, just take, like you
take
don't need
easy.
To like have a jammer here tonight at the box. But I know what your limits are and when you can push them, I just... try to make
and you
push
me you know
I'm not, I need to be pushed sometimes for sure
and I'm not saying like you were like okay 10 more and then I instantly did 10 more I mm-hmm. was like oh, okay yes I hear you in my head I mm-hmm. got you and I needed that because if I didn't I know myself I would have convinced myself that I couldn't keep pushing.
It's easy to take like an extra long rest.
It absolutely and you know towards the end especially of the what did we have to do 200 air squats
a million I don't know
I think it was 200 or 300 air squats.
100, I think it was 200, 300. It was 300 because Coop and I
right. So it was
150.
It was a kilometer run, 100 push-ups,
200 sit-ups, 300
air squats. So we had to get through those 300 air squats. In the last 10, I was like, holy snap, and I can't do it. And you were just like, come on, you got 10 more, just mm-hmm. do it. Then I went to do my 1K run, and I could barely move my legs, but mm-hmm. that's okay. Mm-hmm. Right? I got through it, and... You know, this also brings me to something else that you know, if for people that don't know about these hero wads, a hero wad is basically a workout that's named after somebody who lost their life in protection of others. So like military people, fire, police, that, those responders. Sorts of things, first responders. And so a hero wad is basically named after that, those people. And this particular RCMP wad was named in honor of the four men who died in Moncton a few years back. So it was awesome. It was a great, great atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Awesome. We had some people come from other boxes. We had some, mm-hmm. some people come, we had a couple of the local TV stations come in and record some segments, which was awesome. So, you know, if you're ever looking for some pretty tough workouts, look up some hero wads. And it brings me to one quick thing. And this is kind of, it ties into the what the hell is wrong with people, which okay. we do each week. This week there was... for anybody who doesn't know, one of the hero wads is called MRF, which the RCMP wad, the Canadian version of it, is a Canadian. Is a sort
it's kind of
a,
modeled after it.
It is modeled bit. After it. So, but MRF, Michael Murphy, was a U.S. Navy SEAL who lost his life in combat in, I believe it was 2005. I don't know all of the exact details, but his workout... he's well known and obviously he honorable man, but there was a plaque in his hometown that was done for him in honor of him. Mm-hmm. Some asshole found that plaque and smashed it on the ground. So they vandalized it, destroyed it. Anyway, some 14-year-old fucknut who went in, found it, smashed it. This is my what the hell is yeah. wrong with people for this week. I'm just like, if you don't have enough decency, number one, this is a memorial to an absolute war hero. Mm-hmm. Like, come on.
A 14-year-old doesn't necessarily always have that thought process, depending right. on how they've grown up, right?
Yeah, I guess. But, oh, man. So anyway, luckily, he was arrested. He was brought in by the police. He is going to be charged with vandalism and whatever, public, whatever. Yeah. Anyway, so good. I'm glad they caught the fucker because, you know what? This guy is, he's yeah, lost crazy. His life to protect this jerk, and this guy figures it's okay for him to go vandalize shit. And that goes for anybody who vandalizes stuff. If you're listening to this podcast, you're an idiot. Stop ruining people's property just because you're getting
if you're a vandal and listening, you're an idiot. Not just if you're listening to this podcast, you're an idiot.
Right. Yeah, good point. If you're listening to this, you're a fucking cool. We love you. Keep listening. We hope you're enjoying yourself. Did you have a what the hell is wrong with people this week?
I had a few, and then we decided I couldn't talk about something.
Right, yeah, exactly. We're gonna keep that one out of the topic.
We'll keep that just for
ourselves.
So I always think, you know, how am I going to come up with one every week? And then today, so I've got one, which I'll stick to. But then today we had to go to Walmart and my head exploded. I was like, oh my God, okay, if I'm ever short on maybe, what the hell is wrong with maybe people, I just need to go right, to Walmart.
But maybe we
and should... I'm not walking, knocking, not knocking Walmart.
No, what I'm saying though is maybe we should be the one is what the hell is wrong with people? What the hell is wrong with us? What Why are we going to Walmart? Well, steer clear of there.
No, sometimes you I'm need kidding. To go to Walmart.
The right? kids wanted an inflatable boat.
There was an inflatable boat and it was $14.97
and they had to get it.
So. We've got a lake down the road and their friends have one and it's a good deal. So there was one left, so we went to Walmart.
Right. Okay. So give me what was it?
So leaving work on Friday. So I was going down Joe Howe and I was going to turn right onto the highway. So there's a set of lights that's like, I guess it's a three-way.
Yes.
So we were at a red light. The people on the left were going straight. The people in the right lane had to turn right onto the on-ramp to the highway.
Yeah.
So red light, oncoming traffic has their flashing green. So they're going. And then we get the green, which is great, which means the traffic's going to go straight and we can finally turn right. But there's the walk light.
Mm-hmm.
So this car in front of me and a car behind me. And the car in front of me obviously sees the pedestrian. And I didn't see them at first, but they weren't turning. So I kind of stretched my neck and I'm like, oh, somebody's crossing. So I'm just going to hold on. The lady behind me starts ramming on her horn. Like, not like toot, toot, like move ahead. just wailing on the horn. And so I look in my rearview mirror and she's like, ah, her hands are in the air. So I put my hand up, like all five digits, like no single digit, just like.
You didn't flip her the bird.
No.
Which I would have.
No, I wanted to be like, hold, and I'm saying it like she can hear me. Like, hold up, lady, there's somebody crossing. So I'm holding my hand up and I'm being like, hold, just, okay. You know, we don't want to run over the lady and her dog. And so I think she sees me. I don't think our windows are tinted. I'm pretty sure she can see me do that.
Yep.
And then she's on her horn and her hands are in the air. And what she's saying is not, like, she's like Roseanne Barr racist tweet crazy at this point. Like, she is, she's off the rails. So I'm like, I'm just going to put my hand down because she might ram me from behind. She clearly is not.
Road rage is a serious fucking thing.
Like, anyways, it wasn't funny at the time.
No.
And so, like, when I'm in my car and people, we could have a whole segment on what the hell's wrong with drivers.
Right.
But the worst thing that I say is like, hello. That's always my thing. Hello.
Yeah.
When someone's doing something bad or trying to get in, is like the hello, I'm over here. So we go onto the highway, exit off. And she's on my tail. Like, I feel like she wants to ram me. Still probably has no idea about the pedestrian. Like, where are you going in your 2010 Dodge Caravan? I don't know. To the soccer field? Like, don't be in a rush for that shit. Because it's boring, for one.
Yeah.
Or maybe you just need to get the kids out of the car. I don't really know her story.
Right.
However,
it's crazy.
It was, like, looking in my rearview mirror, she had lost her hair was, like, she was livid. At taking 10 seconds to turn right onto the highway.
Yeah. But in her defense, you don't know what's going on in her life. But
I've been in a Dodge Caravan with kids where I wanted to get the hell out. But
she saw you in your fancy new Subaru and went, fuck this lady.
You know
what
though? Like, you can't, you just be like, I'm just going to take the high road.
Right.
Up here all by myself and just two hands on the wheel and drive away and don't, because those people can go bonkers and
they
you
can.
Just have to
absolutely
let it go. But I'm like looking up in the sky. And
I remember it reminds me of a time where I was actually driving down the Trans-Canada. I was around the Halifax airport on my way to Truro to go to work. And I got in a lady was out in her car in the passing lane, but she was driving quite slow. So I'm not going to deny it. I might have got up a little bit close and I was just like, okay, you got to move. Keep on going. Keep on going. Anyway, so she finally gets past this car. She must have felt as though I was on her tail too much. So as I'm passing by her, I'm just out of the corner of my eye. I just see her with the bird up beside her face. She's just
the
hiding.
Passive aggressive
one. She's hiding her face, but she's giving me the middle finger as I'm driving by her. And I pulled in behind and I kind of went, I gave her a little wave in the rearview mirror and I was just like, see you later.
Silent pause.
So that's hilarious. But anyway, so yes, road rage is a serious thing. Sometimes you got to be careful because I've flipped the bird a couple of times and then especially on the highway, I've, you know, a guy who's doing the same thing that she might've felt I was doing to her. Mm-hmm. They pulled out around me and then they got in front of me, slowed down a bunch. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to slow down and stay the hell away from this person.
I'm uncomfortable with the proximity to the car in front of us.
Okay, we're moving on. All right, what else? What else you got? You got anything else? There was something we talked about not ending on what the hell is wrong with people because we felt as though it was a little bit heavy. So
you mean me again?
Yeah, exactly. There was one thing that I listened to.
Oh, are you going to steal my positivity?
No, sorry. I want to talk about one more thing, and then you can come in with your positivity at the end of the week. So I listen to a lot of podcasts. I do a lot of driving for work. Every week I'm on the road multiple times a week. And so the way I pass my time is I listen to podcasts. I love podcasts. That's why we're doing one.
Mm-hmm. And also I'm hilarious and we should share this with the rest of the world.
Yeah, that's it. I want to share my wife with the rest of the world because she's the Amy Schumer of Atlantic Canada.
Listen,
Amy Schumer, if you're listening.
Somebody said that. Somebody.
Amy Schumer. Yeah, it was you. Amy Schumer, if you're listening and you want to, you know.
She's so not listening.
Send Alana some tickets to one of your shows. We'll show her what a true comedian is really all about.
She's
going
to send me to some stand-up lessons.
Exactly.
Be like, no.
So I was listening to a podcast this week and something that they said, and the podcast is Changing the Narrative Podcast. It's a great local podcast. Three people from Halifax, they do it. It's awesome. Really cool topics. If you have a chance, Changing the Narrative, it's called. But the three of them had an interesting discussion this week, and it totally blindsided me with what they talked about. And it was the fact that I guarantee you every single one of us knows this, but nobody ever really thinks about it. And the fact that there is only 168 hours in a week. Mm-hmm. And I started thinking about that. The way they were talking about it, they were like, fuck, man, like, think about it. 168 hours in a week, that's not a lot. 7 days, 24 hours, 168 hours. You spend, on average, 8 to 10 hours sleeping a day. You spend 40 hours a week at work. Like, no wonder people feel stressed and like they have no time for anything and, you know, super busy lives, especially us as parents, mm-hmm. having two young kids that are involved in so much shit. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just crazy. I was driving down the highway going, no, that can't be right. 168 hours is not right. There's got to be more than that. And you know, I'm not skilled at math. So I was thinking, okay, wait a minute. So they were like, even they were struggling to kind of figure it out. How many hours in the run a week? Am I right? Is it 168? And they were like, and then one of them I could hear them scratching it down on paper. And yeah, it's 168 hours. But I still was like, I don't think so. But then, yeah, I did the math in my head and I was like, okay, yeah, it's 168 hours. That's a lot. Food prep, you know, walked, like it blew me away. I was shocked. And, mm-hmm. you know, people out there listening are probably like, yeah, dummy. Yeah, it's 168 hours. Well, but when you put it and you break it all down to all the shit you do in the run of a week, that's not a lot of time for yourself.
And I don't necessarily think of things on a weekly basis as a daily basis.
Yeah.
And I had the conversation with the boys last week.
Yeah.
Because parents, by bedtime, you're just like, ugh. Oh, Lord, just...
just go to sleep, yeah.
We got to get these kids to bed. There needs to be some downtime. And, you know, not so much now that I'm not getting up so early to go to 6 a.m. But before, you know, I'd start my day at 4:45 in the morning and go until I had laid down sufficiently time, extra time. I feel like now that this, like, it's like soccer. It's like a soccer game. Like, okay, I'm going to be here for this much time. And then there's, because we didn't talk about something or someone's back wasn't scratched the right way, that there's now extra time. Now it's an extra 2 minutes. And now the two of them have gotten onto this, just two more minutes. Oh, but you laid with Cooper for 7 minutes. So now you got to lay with me for 8 minutes. Cause anyways, it's just a whole thing. So I tried to explain to them, like, it's not that I don't love you and want to snuggle you and lay down with you. Cause I will until, like, you know what? You're 16. You still want your mom to, like, rub your back and, until you go to sleep. I'll be there.
They're
going to
want
their
girlfriends at that point.
Shh. Not God help mother. Those ladies. Don't come to my door. Don't come knocking. I'm not ready. But so I had to explain to them, do you know how much time I have at the end of the day?
Yeah.
Before, once you go to bed and I go downstairs, do my grown-up relaxing, to when I have to go to bed?
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't know, 2 hours, 3 hours. I'm like, no, 20
minutes. If we're lucky.
20 minutes, because gym, work, two boys in activities, supper, dishes, prepping lunches the next day, all of the things.
We're tired.
In what, like, in a 24-hour period, I have 20 mm-hmm. minutes. Now, the gym is my time to myself, so I don't want to make it seem like...
No, exactly.
You know, that I have a good 1 hour a day.
Some of the things we choose to fill up our day.
But, and then I'm like, is that... Oh God, I feel really bad. And maybe, I think that's why, that's another part of the reason why I've kind of gotten away from the morning stuff, because I feel like now we've got some quality time in the morning.
Yes.
Because when they wake up, mommy's here instead of, because they used to say, oh, are you going to CrossFit in the morning?
And they'd get up and, where's mom? Yeah. She's at the gym.
So now we get some quality time in the morning, not so stressed.
Yeah.
Our evenings are lighter, even though we're going to the gym most of the time. They'll come with us or whatever. But And we're only as busy as we, like, it's all self-inflicted.
Absolutely, because we had a day today where we didn't have much on the go, and we all fucking went bonkers. We're like,
what do we do?
Like, the kids were like, time. I don't have anything to do. And I even said to you at one point, I was like, man, I don't like these days where we don't have activities planned.
So then we filled the day with Costco and Walmart, and we went to the grocery store, which I haven't been. I'm like, where? The lights are bright, and I don't know where the steel-cut oats are in here. I hate this place. I'm limping. I'm like, get me out of here.
Yeah, so if you listen to the podcast last week, we like now taking advantage of the click and collect. You know, order online, go pick it up. So, but today, because of lack of activities, we didn't have to do that, but we went into the grocery store, and both of us were like, fuck, this sucks. I hate this. People were in the way. Carts were all over the place. We were just like, fuck, just get me out of here. Get the shit and let's go home. But yeah, today was just a day where it just sucked.
But we did try the new coffee shop that everybody's raving about out in Sackville. We went to see a movie.
Apartment 3, it's called.
Apartment 3. And when we mention these things, like, I hope it's a, like, we don't ask anybody's permission.
No, we don't need permission. What we're trying to do, if anything, is, you know, support these places.
But I'm also not purposely, like, name dropping or throwing around things. You know, we're not looking for, like,
if we have a cool experience, we want people to understand.
Have a sponsor.
Yeah, well, that's
Hendrix, if you're listening.
Hendrix gin.
Hendrix.
Yes, that's right.
Can you hear me?
I am currently drinking a Garrison Tallship. I love their beer, so.
But yeah, we're not doing But we did. I wanted to go. They didn't have the Vandal's Donuts, but that was okay because we just come day. From the movies. Nobody
was,
wanted to eat
it. It was
anything.
10 to 6. They close at 6. I don't expect them to have
but
donuts.
But I had a chai latte, which I will treat myself to like once a quarter. Because I do kind of after I have it, I don't feel super awesome. Yeah. I think it's like the heavy dairy. Sure. But it was, if you like chai lattes, it was good.
I even gave it a sip. I despise teas like for the most part.
But a chai latte is not even
I know. It's kind of
it's dessert it's sweet, for people who don't eat dessert.
No, for sure. And I'll be honest, it was pretty good. I've tried many that you've had over the years, be it a Starbucks.
It was lovely and it was perfect. Like when I go to Starbucks, I have to be, I feel really bad about myself after I order. I'll have a grande, non-fat, no foam, no water, chai latte. Yeah. And sometimes it's an Oprah chai, sometimes it's a whatever chai. And after I place the order, I just feel really bad about myself. Like, what? I'm not that high maintenance. So I just went in. I'm like, I'll have a small chai latte. And I didn't even, there was like dollar signs. I didn't know what size.
Yeah.
But it's a nice local coffee shop. Atmosphere. So you don't have to know the lingo. I just said, I'll have a chai latte.
She was like,
and it was ready quickly. And it was like, if I wanted to make one that was perfect for myself, this was perfect. So if you like a chai latte, I would go to apartment 3.
Yeah, it's a great spot. Lots of friends have certainly recommended it, and so we
don't drink coffee. Like we neither
not
of us
drinkers.
Don't hate us for that. Or think like people have just tuned out to the podcast.
Yeah, they're like, fuck it, we're not listening to these guys again.
We're 46 minutes in, and we just lost all of our listeners.
These guys are idiots. No coffee drinkers.
No, dummies. You don't like the.
But I like beer.
Warm
so,
caffeinated here we go. Beverages.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, I think that's it about that. I could probably talk about chai latte.
Yeah, for sure.
But so I want to do my little positive thing.
Okay.
So last week I got an email to my work email about a fundraiser thing, and I get it every year, and I've gotten it for the last, I think it's 5 years that it's been going. And so I wanted to mention it, and the person who sent me the email like doesn't have any expectations that I'm going to promote the event or whatever. This is totally just me feeling like, you know, the negative stuff, we need to kind of counteract it with some positive.
Yep.
Like I said, when we used to watch like intense TV shows, I didn't want to feel that negativity ending off something. I like to always end off on a positive note.
Yep.
So, so he sent me an email sending me a link. He's doing some fundraising for this event, and his son is doing some fundraising. And we used to work together long before you and I were married.
Mm-hmm.
So a long time ago.
Yep.
Before 2005. And so I picture his son as a baby.
Right.
Because when you know somebody and you haven't necessarily seen their kids or seen them in a while, you just picture their kids as when you knew them last.
Yep.
So I'm picturing, I'm like, how is this baby fundraising? But that's awesome. I'm going to go to the baby's page. And anyways, he's probably a teenager.
He is.
So
for sure.
I know. I'm saying maybe. Like maybe he's still a baby. No, he's a teenager.
You're old.
So, and I don't donate every year because depending on the timing of it, like we do certain things that we give money to, and we just don't give money to everything because you can't. So we donated this year, and I sent it off in a little note like, you know, good luck and that kind of stuff. And so this week I got an email back, and this guy probably has hundreds of contacts
that he
sends this to. He's well connected.
Knowing who he is, for sure. He
does. But super great guy. And so I get an email personally like, saw you donated to, you know, my son's page.
Yep.
I want to thank you for that. Like, hope things are good with you. And I just thought like that, you know, he didn't have to do that. And I'm sure there are lots of people, but I think we had a good relationship. He's a good guy.
Yep.
And, you know, so I wrote him back and said, you know, we always support the hockey family.
Absolutely.
That's what hockey families do. If anyone's in need, that's what you do. So I just wanted to, just mention the charity, because some people might want to donate. They might want to go see the game. It's the Jordan Boyd Celebrity Tournament, I think is what it's called.
Yeah, the Celebrity Challenge.
Celebrity Challenge.
Something like that. So it's in support of Jordan Boyd.
The website is jordanboyd.ca. So I'm sure everybody can spell Jordan Boyd, but I might want to.
I'll put the link in the show notes.
Okay, put the link.
There'll be a link there.
So they've got a Celebrity Challenge that they do, which is awesome. It's out in Bedford. But they also have a foundation. The money goes to lots of good things. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to donate, check them out.
Who was Jordan Boyd?
So Jordan Boyd was a family member of this person. So he was a 16-year-old hockey player.
Mm-hmm.
By the sounds of it, he was a great player.
He was an up-and-coming.
Yep,
he played in the Q.
And went to a hockey camp and died suddenly and unexpectedly from heart disease, which is just... For anybody, if you're a human, that's terrible.
But
if
as
you're
a parent,
and if you have kids in hockey.
Right, and he was away, right? He was away at training camp for, I think it was Acadie Bathurst, Titan. He was at training camp on the ice skating, had a heart condition.
Like every parent,
imagine.
Heartstrings, everything. Yeah. It's just terrible. And you put yourself in those shoes and you picture your hockey player kids going off and... Same with the Humboldt Broncos. Like, if you're a hockey family, all these things hit home really hard. So if you want to donate, even if you're not a hockey family or you just want to check it out, go see the game, whatever.
If you don't want to, go see the game. The game
what they're doing.
The game's a ton of fun, too, because, you know, you get local, obviously local celebrity players. You know, you get Sidney Crosby has played in it.
I think Brad Marchand is like the returning guy.
Brad Marchand plays in it. Nathan MacKinnon plays in it. You know, lots of great hockey talent from the area. You know, most of them from Nova Scotia and in and around the Halifax area. So it's a great opportunity to certainly show support for a great cause.
Yeah.
You know, Jordan Boyd's image hangs in the Bedford Arena at the BMO Center. He was a Bedford Blues player. So, you know, the hockey family is tight. And we all try to do our best to support each other. So, great opportunity. As I say, I'll put the link in the show notes and you can certainly go there and donate if you'd like to. Anything else?
I don't know. That bottle of wine's staring me in the face. So, it might be time to wrap this up.
That's right. Exactly. It's starting to get a little low.
So
good. Thanks for tuning in again this week, guys. We ask that you do us a favor. If you like what we're doing, please feel free to give us a rating or a review on your podcast platform of choice. We're launched on Apple Podcasts. So if you are an Apple fan or, you know, use an iPhone, go into the podcast app. Search up Night and Day Podcast. It'll come up. Subscribe. Click that subscribe button. It helps us because the more you subscribe, the more we show up higher up in the searches. As well, if you have any feedback for us or what I'd really like is the what the hell is wrong with people. I'd love to hear from you guys as part of the segment.
It'd be funny to read other people's.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because then we could like role play and make fun of it.
Yes. So we have an email.
I think we need more than 4 listeners to do that, maybe.
We're getting there. Hey, listen, we did pretty fucking good. First episode, episode 1. Was listened to 67 times.
I know. I might not be a good brand ambassador because one of our friends was like, I listened to your podcast. And I was like, why? And they're like, well, it's funny.
Yeah,
I'm like,
you need to shut up.
I know, but I'm like,
you
let me do it. It's weird.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's just
You gotta
you know me.
You gotta walk with some swagger and be like, "Damn, Skippy, that shit's funny." So you gotta tune in each week. So send us some feedback. What the hell is wrong with people? Send those to us. The email address is nightanddaypodcast.
Or if people have positive things too, right?
It's nightanddaypodcast @gmail.com. That's the worst time to interrupt me. I told you earlier, interrupt me if I'm not saying something good, but I'm literally telling these people our fucking email address, nightanddaypodcast@gmail.com. So send us your feedback, send us lots of stuff. We want to hear from you guys, even topics. If there's something you want the two of us to banter back and forth about.
Like how'd you get into CrossFit, or how do how do you meal? Because I get that all the time. How do you plan your week? How do you do so much meal prep and with the kids and school lunches and you know, your grocery order and all that kind of stuff? Like, oh Lord, I mean, am I not that interesting that people are just like, how do you place your grocery order?
Listen, you get an awful lot of interesting questions about how you do things, and I'm just like, you just do them, right? I don't know. Like, I jokingly usually jump in
with a type.
I jump in with a quick. She's pretty anal. That's usually
linear,
my response.
Linear is the word you're supposed to use.
No, I say anal because you are anal.
But you're supposed to use.
No, you're anal. No, you're anal. I'm not going to say linear because you're anal.
We just dropped four more listeners.
That's right. Sorry. No, I'm not saying. All right, whoa,
time to go.
Thank you for listening, guys. We'll be back probably in about a week's time. We hope to do this once a week, so we'll be back in a week's time with episode 3. We hope you enjoyed episode 2. Again, click that subscribe button. Send us some information to nightanddaypodcast@gmail.com. Thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.
Deuces.
Thanks for taking the time to listen to Night and Day. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and consider leaving us a rating or review on your podcast platform of choice. If you have any feedback or suggested topics, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram.